It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You're probably being followed by advertisers online. They're building a profile of you, sending you ads based on what they know. But if you've chosen to opt out of online tracking, not be followed, well, you're still probably being followed. Carnegie Mellon University tested 9 opt-out tools. All 9 were found to be confusing, ineffective. They didn't work. Lori Craner conducted the research.
There are some websites that have lists of advertising companies, and you can go there and decide which companies you are okay with tracking you and which ones you don't want to track you. And in some cases, in order to opt out, you had to go follow instructions in Japanese. We had one participant who spent 47 minutes going through all of these, and he actually used Google Translate to translate some of the foreign language pages so he could figure out how to opt out.
Why is it so hard?
I think part of it is that every company has a different process for opting out. One way to do it would be to have a common standard, and there are some efforts right now to try to create such a thing. The other approach is that you have a tool that is constantly updating itself to find every tracker out there and to set it up so that it blocks things. So some of those tools are pretty good, except that they also tend to block some of the desirable content.
So we're being tracked. Is that such a bad thing? Chester Wisniewski of the security firm Sophos, is there anything inherently dangerous about being tracked online?
Not particularly dangerous, I wouldn't say. It's really not much different than when you have the frequent shopper card at the supermarket, and that allows that store to get an idea of what types of products you buy and to potentially tailor their marketing and their placement of products within the store to their customer base. The worst that could really happen is advertisers are able to pretty much sell a profile of your information to one another in a way that you lose control of your private information. But you know, I don't know that it could necessarily be used to harm you aside from invading your privacy.
Are we as a society kind of moving more towards that state of just accepting being tracked, and this whole do not track thing might just be a memory?
Well, the Carnegie study showed that somewhere along, 80-some percent of people expressed concerns about either that they did not want to be tracked at all or were uncomfortable with the idea that this was being used to build a dossier of their habits online. So I think that people are still concerned about it, although I think we feel somewhat helpless because, as the study showed, it's so difficult to opt out properly that even if you think you're doing it and you're still being tracked, I think people are a bit annoyed with the complexity.
Chester Wisniewski of Sophos. You can track us down, opt in to our website, marketplacetech.org. Here's some more heavy research.
According to a recent study.
The bad news, your Kindle gets heavier when you put more books on it. The good news? The weight is so slight it can't be measured by any instrument yet created. Okay, for this next part, get your brain ready. John Kubitowicz from UC Berkeley explained to the New York Times that e-readers store data by trapping electrons. Keeping those electrons in place requires energy, a very slight amount, 17 microjoules for a fully loaded Kindle. Kubitowicz applied Einstein's theory of energy and mass being equivalent and says a fully loaded Kindle weighs a billionth of a billionth of a gram more than an empty Kindle. Ebook fans, you are lugging extra weight. But if you carried around that many actual books, they could weigh several tons, so not all that bad. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.